welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 151 is brought to you by Strawbello, Michelle Mulford, and Miss Alice, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I are going to be discussing our initial thoughts on the latest Animal Crossing update, but before that, I'm going to be telling you all some stories over the past week of playing Animal Crossing. So to begin, hello Nina, how are you doing?
I'm doing super good, how about you?
I'm doing great, and then Sergio, how are you?
Hello Chewy, happy first Monday, I'm doing pretty good, what about you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. So we're recording pretty late today, a lot later than usual. So Nina, hopefully you don't get too tired by the end of this.
We'll see. It's okay. I've been having a really bad sleep schedule anyways lately, so it'll be okay.
Awesome. Cool. That sounds good. Well, I'm excited. Let's start out with Chewy story time. We always tend to do some different story times for each other, but I've got some to tell you this time around. This week was pretty eventful. I don't know if you all have noticed, but my Nintendo has started doing like physical rewards again, and they've started kind of, I want to say the past 2 months or so, that adding these new things. And the first month they had things like some Splatoon postcards, which I didn't even know about, and I'm really sad because I would have loved to get some Splatoon postcards. But this past month they added some physical Animal Crossing rewards. So all you really have to do is go into My Nintendo, you can redeem your platinum coins, and you can get some cool physical things. Of course, there's a little bit of a catch here, where when you order them, you do have to pay like $5 in shipping.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's a, you know, some of the items might not cost $5, so it's a little bit of a sad thing to happen. So basically, I got the news about them and I was like, cool, I always have some platinum points. I'm going to go spend them all on this, right? And so I go and I order a... And Sergio, it's funny because one of the items there, I think you actually gave me one where it's like a Tom Nook bag with like Timmy and Tommy.
Oh, yes.
I think, yeah, you totally gifted me one of those before. That's an item that you can redeem for free there. So I skipped that one because I was like, oh, I have that. I don't need it. So anyways, I skipped that thing that Sergio had already sent me. And there was this Dodo Airlines bag that's pretty cute and a bandana that kind of matches the bandana that is available in the, what's it called? The Nook Shopping app. Like if you go, no, not the Nook Shopping app. When you're redeeming miles, you know how you can get some Nook items from that?
Yes.
There's a bandana that you can get from there, and this bandana that I'm getting physically actually looks like that one. So it's pretty cute. It's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. But here's what happened. I go through and I redeem what I had for those prizes, and I end up at about 100 points left, and then the whole thing updates, and they add this Tom Nook keychain, which is far cooler than the things that I got, and it's 1,000 platinum points. 1,000 points, and I'm just like, hold up, why is that a thing? That just, I don't know. I was really upset, and so I was like, okay, let's look around. Let's see if I can scrounge up any points and get this thing.
No, you went and bought random games?
No, I didn't, like, buy random games. I just, like, opened up Pocket Camp and started playing and got whatever points I could get from that. Mm-hmm. I opened up, like, Fire Emblem and got what points I could get from that. I downloaded Super Mario Run. I didn't buy it, even though that's the option there, but I did enough to get some points from that, and I ended up at, like, 400 and something.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, that's not enough still. And so I realized, like, okay, there's probably no way that I'm going to be able to get to the points. And I'm running out of time. Like, these things sell out quick.
Yeah.
They, like, once they're redeemed, like, the codes just go away. They have a limited stock and everything. So I go to my friends and I'm like, does anybody have 1,000 platinum points that they can just, like, use for me? Please, just, like, redeem this. I just need a code. And then I can use the code to order my own thing, right? And so my Splatoon teammates, they're like, they're so great because they went and they helped me out. They're like, all right, I'm like, I don't know, 400 points away. What can I do to get some points to get this thing? And I was like, well, do you have Pocket Camp? Like, if you just connect your Twitter and Facebook, you're going to get like 600 points off of that. That'll be enough, right? And so my friend goes through this whole thing. He's like, how do I even add my Twitter and Facebook? And I was like, I don't even know what. And so we're looking for this frantically, just trying to get to it. And then I have another friend who's also kind of doing his thing and trying to get the points as well. And so, you know, I have all these people like really trying to help me out, and I'm so grateful for them. So my friend eventually gets to 1,000 points, and I'm like, oh cool, you did it, I'm so happy. And he goes and he clicks on the thing, it's out of stock.
No.
After all of that trouble, it's out of stock, it's gone. I don't know if they're gonna get more of them at any point, but as of right now, they're not available. And we did all of this, but of course, you know, like I was super grateful that they were willing to just like, right. I don't know, do all of jump through hoops for me to get mm-hmm. some little Animal Crossing keychain. So I was just like, you know what, you guys are awesome. I'm really happy for your help. It's totally fine. I think the reward of this friendship is aww. Enough for me to be satisfied for today. Yeah. I don't need the keychain. I mean, I'm going to keep looking for it and see if it ever pops up again. I kind of doubt it because of, I mean, yeah, that's an option, but we'll see. I mean, I'm just going to like keep an eye out on the actual like My Nintendo site, because they right. don't like unlist these things. So I'm assuming maybe at some point they will possibly make more, but I'm not keeping my fingers crossed for that. Mm-hmm. Like you said, eBay is probably going to be a better option. But the moral of the story here is never stop playing Pocket Camp. Because if I had stuck to playing that game on a daily basis like I used to, I wouldn't have been having this issue. I would have just had the platinum points to redeem this thing. So Quantrell is 100% right. Pocket Camp. I'm up to date now. I'm playing this pumpkin gardening event, your favorite, Sergio. Honestly, I don't know. I'm just going to keep playing it and make sure I have some platinum coins, because I do not want this to happen to me again.
Oh my gosh. I've heard that there's like a huge new update that I need to look into.
Yeah, I don't really understand it completely. I can gift things to people. I don't quite understand what those gifts are, but I've been given some, and I opened them up and I was like, oh, cool. This gave me some like rare type of things. So it's not exactly what I thought it would be, where it's like, oh, you can just gift whatever, like a piece of furniture you crafted or something, you know? So I don't quite understand it. I do have to dig into it more,
we'll
but
do that next time maybe.
yeah, I'm still a pretty lazy Pocket Camp player, because I've done it before, where you just go all out, you try to do as much as possible, and like I said, it was a little bit too demanding for my taste, right? But yeah, that's the moral of the story. Play Pocket Camp and your life will be vastly improved in the future. But it's funny too, because I downloaded Mario Run, and one of the tips there is like earning platinum coins is very cool. You'll get cool prizes or something. And I was like, they know, they're teasing me mm-hmm. with this information that I am missing out on this Tom Nook keychain that I could have gotten.
Oh my gosh. I definitely don't have enough points for it. You sent out like a mass Discord message, was like, Tom, no keychains. And I was like, yes. Oh, no, I have like 100 points.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, the good thing is that I do feel like the people who do have like platinum coins and stuff are the ones that are playing a lot of these games. Like, they're probably playing Pocket Camp pretty daily still, and I think it's good that they're getting rewarded for it, because that's a hard game to play. I don't know. I guess I've learned my lesson. I'm playing now. It's good. Something that I totally forgot to mention here is that we've got some new art. This is made by our very own Nina. We can reveal that now. I'll actually throw it here in the chat for all of you so you can see it. We're recording live, just randomly decided to. But this new art, Nina, you have made, it's wonderful. It's super Halloween themed. I love it so much. We've got some some propaganda in here and trick-or-treating. Nina jumped into a stream of mine one day, saw me scanning in Rasher, her favorite character, and she said, no, you should get the green pig. Is the green pig's name Cobb?
Cobb, yeah.
Yeah, and so she clearly put Cobb in this piece to
He's
try to get
more
me to...
Halloween-y.
I don't know. Rasher's got cool battle scars.
Look, Rasher's the devil.
That's what's more Halloween than that? Come
oh,
on.
Oh, I didn't get the colors right on this second edit. I'm going to have to do it again for you. Oh, well.
That's all right. So, yeah, I mean, Nina, this piece is awesome. I really love your picks for the piece. Silvana and Gonzo added on top of that are really great. I love that Gonzo's become like a quick favorite of yours.
Oh, absolutely. Like whenever I see him around town, I'm so excited. And his house is adorable. You know, as much as I miss Gaston, which actually Gaston was mentioned in my Happy Home Academy letter last week and was like, they were like, hey, good job putting Gaston's picture to the south or the west or something. And I was like, oh, Gaston. Like, but, you know, I do love Gonzo.
Yeah, his presence continues to reward you.
It does. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gonzo is a fast favorite, and so I made him a pirate in the in the drawing.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just love the perspective here, just with them clearly asking for some treats. maybe a few tricks here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's really cute. I guess Sergio, what do you think of this piece?
Yeah, no, definitely very nice. I like the colors too, the background. Definitely, you have the purple there, orange, green. He looks a little bit toxic, but I guess it kind of goes with the mood.
Those are his colors. He's perfect for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now we can go and match those colors too with the new paint and stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and yeah,
they
really
all have
awesome.
October
art.
Birthdays too. That's why I picked them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's great. That's a fun little fact about the thing. Whenever it's up to me to choose which characters, I tend to pick ones that have birthdays within that month. But I prioritize the artists at every step of the process, too. So I'm like, honestly, like, if you have a preference for anything, like any characters, your favorites that you want to draw and have on there, I don't really, like, go for it. Yeah, I love when people get to pick their favorites and do what they like, you know? But I like that you kind of kept it on my theme, too.
Oh, yeah.
And picked ones that have birthdays here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, what was your inspiration with the piece, Nina?
Well, I definitely wanted to do something Halloween-y since it's October. And I wanted it to be kind of menacing. I like love cutesy Animal Crossing art, but I kind of wanted to do something a little spookier, which they still end up looking adorable no matter what. But, you know, I just wanted to give them a little bit of a threatening aura. So Cobb's got like a really creepy grin on his face, and Silvana is got that Grim Reaper look. And, you know, Gonzo is a little he's demanding that candy with his hand out. So,
yeah.
It was just so much fun. And I love the pumpkin heads in New Leaf that you can get from the Halloween event. So I made sure to make Silvana's little pumpkin plastic candy holder, one of those heads, which they, you know, I was thinking of like those McDonald's ones you would get if you're old like me. You would get these plastic McDonald's candy buckets. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have those when you were little?
I remember, yeah.
But we would use, like, real pros use pillowcases because then you can get more candy.
That's true. I'd always see people walking around with those, like, plastic pumpkins and stuff, and they're really cute, but, like, those don't make the cut. Like, by the end of the night, they're breaking. The handle doesn't work anymore.
They're dinky.
The pillowcase is the way to go.
Pillowcases are the way to go.
Yeah.
I just have so many good memories of Halloween in my pillowcase.
Yeah, I love it too. And then you empty it out at home. You have a pile of candy on your floor, and then you put it back around your pillow, and it just smells like candy the whole night. I love it.
No, I didn't do that part. But my brothers and I would dump it out and sort our candy by type, and then trade one another.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, fights would ensue. But that's the fun of Halloween.
It's half the fun. You gotta have your trade stock market at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm. And a fist fight, you know, whatever you need to get by.
Yeah, that's how business is done on Halloween.
Yes, with brothers.
Yeah. It's really awesome to have you finally do a monthly piece. We've had you do artwork for the show before in the kind of form of, you know, just some faces that showed up in the calendar, mm-hmm. which are really awesome. Yours were always the favorite there because you put so much personality in them. And it definitely shows through with this piece too.
Oh,
like
thank you.
Great. Yeah, you're always so great at just like giving expressions to all these characters and making them feel alive. So
thank you.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to miss out on talking about that. Thanks for reminding me. But I have one more story before we get into talking about the update.
So,
this last story is about visiting random islands. And today, I was about to go and visit a friend who had, you know, I was just going to go try to get a recipe that they were crafting / buy some candy, check the shop for whatever costumes they've got, right? And I click on an island just like instinctively because I was like, oh, who else has anything open? So I kind of like fast forward. Turns out my friend hadn't opened their gate yet. So I just clicked on an island and I was like, this island has a different name than I thought it did. It was, since when is your island called this, right? And I find out very quickly that I didn't go to who I intended to. I went to somebody else's island. And it seems that they just joined our Discord here as well. But I fly over there, I land, and they're like, hi, Chewy. And I was like, hi, I accidentally flew to your island. What's going on? And then what happens is they tell me they're on a date. And
oh,
I was like, whoa, what is, I totally interrupted something here. I love your island. It's super cute. I want a tour one day, but I'll get out of your hair. And the other person's like, it's our first date.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh my goodness, it's even cuter than I could have imagined. So yeah, long story short, I showed up. I interrupted a date, totally crashed this party, and I'm sorry for that, but honestly, it was adorable. I thought this was one of the cutest things I accidentally walked into.
Jason A. in the chat, which, did we mention this is, we're doing this live, and Jason A. in the chat said, Chewy threw the flu powder and said diagonally. That's amazing.
Yeah, so really, really fun/funny interaction today. I hope your date went well. And I was happy to, you know, just be a part of it for the little moment that I was.
Oh, Chewy.
Yeah, completely accidentally. I recorded the flyover, though, because it was really cute. I liked your island a lot, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Well, that's all for Chewy story time, just the funny things that happened. Moral of the story, look before you fly, and don't stop playing Pocket Camp.
Don't click random buttons.
I mean, come on, there's just so much dialogue to fly anywhere that, like, who pays attention anymore? You're just clicking A like crazy.
That's
amazing. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into this topic. It is the latest Animal Crossing New Horizons update. We have finally hit October. We have pumpkins. We've gotten to play the game quite a bit with them so far. And it's time to just like talk about how we're doing with it. So my first question for both of you is, have you been playing more with the release of this update? Sergio, do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, I'm going to kick it off, probably not in the direction we want. I haven't been playing more, really. I've been playing the same amount, which is a little bit less as time goes by. Here's the thing. Like I said before, I don't celebrate Halloween, and I think that's part of it. once we get, you know, the next update, which has more different things that are not Halloween, I think I'm going to be more interested. I'm going to be playing more again. But, oh my goodness, you can definitely tell that a lot of people came back to the game with this update. There's a lot of activity, you know, on Haken, on Twitter, everywhere where people play Animal Crossing, people are playing again.
Yeah, I've been noticing it too, and I'm really glad to see it because I've been telling Jackie the whole time. I was like, listen, like, a lot of people think of Animal Crossing as a summer game, but October, November, and December are really where it's at as far as like events and special things go. So I'm really glad that's like coming true with this with this update. I'm loving just seeing so many people excited about pumpkins, excited about all the new items. It's like, it's just really cute stuff. So I mean, regardless of if you celebrate it or not, Sergio, like, you can flip these things around and they just look like regular old pumpkins and they're just as cute. So I guess, Nina, how are you doing with this update? Are you playing a lot more?
Yes, I'm doing much better. I finally kicked my habit of backwards time traveling, and I've gotten into a good routine with school. Like, so when I get home, I take out the dog, we go on a little walk, and then I kind of just decompress on the couch with Animal Crossing, and it's really what I've been needing. It feels really good. So I'm excited about that. And yeah, definitely the update helped me get back into it. I had dabbled at dailies before the update a little bit, but, you know, this is definitely helping because I get to check on the pumpkins and I get to, you know, see who's crafting DIYs. It's so much fun.
Yeah, and that's one of the really nice things, too. Like, the daily watering is something that I feel people were pretty concerned about initially with this update because... You know, if you've played a farming sim and everything, especially like something like Stardew Valley and everything, you're kind of used to the grind of making a farm that is pretty efficient and self-sustaining, you know? So you get things like sprinklers that can automatically water everything. Because before, you're doing the watering can thing and you're just like, man, this takes so much time from my day for the watering, especially in a game like that where it's like, 15 minutes is your whole day in that game. So finding a way to be as efficient as possible with your watering is pretty difficult. So I totally understand like the fears behind that, but I feel like it was just like, is implemented pretty well in the sense of like, if you water, you just get more pumpkins. If you don't, you get less pumpkins.
Yeah, but you still get pumpkins.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like, you're still going to end up getting pumpkins. And I think that they did it in a way where it, like, it only rewards you for doing more. It doesn't punish you for doing less so much. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that's the goal here. Just get pumpkins. And all you really have to do is get pumpkins. So, it's good.
We need that on a t-shirt.
We do. So I guess for me, like, I am most definitely playing a lot more with the release of this update. For me, this is like all I've been waiting for since this game was announced. Since before this game was announced, I was just like, I need to reach fall in this. So many people were against me on like getting the game in the fall, and I mean, because of all of you, it was delayed and pushed to spring. I'm just gonna blame you all for that. Just kidding. I know a lot of they had to delay it for other reasons. It wasn't the release. But anyways, yeah, I feel like I've been waiting for pumpkins. It's fun, but I need all of it. Like, I need the candy, I need the costumes, I need the recipes. I just want it all. And it's been fun going to like people's islands and inviting them over because like all of that stuff, like, you can do on other people's islands as well. So this update just brought interaction that I feel hasn't been there as much since the beginning of the game, you know? I just feel like more people are visiting each other and spending time with each other in the game, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah. So I have another question for both of you. Pumpkins are now available, obviously. Have you planted any and gotten to mess with them? Sergio, we'll start with you.
Yes, I did. I have a pumpkin patch. It's pretty much right in front of resident services of the plaza. It's mostly long. So it has about room for about 18 pumpkins. And yeah, I've been taking care of them. It hasn't been raining in my island, unfortunately. So I've been watering them manually. But yeah, I want to see what color comes out. So for sure, I like taking care of them.
Yeah. And is there really any way to like see early what colors they're going to be? Because I tried like digging some up and they all just kind of showed up as like pumpkin sprout name. They all looked orange. So I was like, oh, are they just like all going to be orange? Right. I don't know. I have a big patch that I'm waiting on to grow right now. And I'm just like, I wonder what colors it's going to be. It is really exciting. Leaf, you were right.
Your boy came through.
Oh, man. I love him. He's great. Everybody who said he's the worst visitor was wrong. but the other thing I wanted to mention, too, because you kind of brought this up, Sergio, but, you know, it's not raining on your place, so you're watering them manually every day. The Jackie's place has been raining, like, nonstop. Oh. Daily it's been like raining, so she hasn't gotten to water them. But it's funny because she actually doesn't want it to rain so she can plant a few that grow just one or two pumpkins.
Yeah,
because like getting the variety is pretty cute too. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, not watering them, like, it can add to the aesthetics of your pumpkin patch. Yeah. And everything. So Jackie's like, can it just like not rain one day so I can you know, skip that. It's funny because what were you going to say?
Sorry. She can always go and just like pick a few and then hopefully next week it won't rain as much. And then she can have that, mm-hmm. you know, that variety that'll look super cute.
Yeah. That's a good idea. That's true. And unless you've seen Jackie play and her pockets and storage are completely full all the time. So it's not the best option for her, but it is an option. Maybe she'll do that at some point. But here's the other thing I wanted to mention, too. My place is, like, never raining. So I've been watering these things like crazy, at least the ones that I'm growing in a special farm I'll talk about a little bit later. But, yeah, I'm like, I want some rain, and I went pretty much this whole week without it, or at least the past like week or two without rain. And then all of a sudden, just this random morning, like pretty early, it was a thunderstorm. Ooh. It was like the lightning would flash and my whole screen would turn kind of yellowy and everything. I could see it off in the distance, and it was amazing. I've never seen a lightning in this game before, so I was blown away.
It's my favorite.
I've never gotten it until just recently, so wow. I was impressed. And as soon as I mentioned it to people, it stopped, and I was like, come on, this is what?
I seem to get them a lot in the summertime, so I wonder if they're more frequent in the summer.
I like didn't even get rain in the summertime. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, we kind of have the rainy season like in June, mm-hmm. right, and into a little bit of July, but honestly didn't get like a thunderstorm during that time. I wish I did, though.
Have either of you guys seen the fog yet?
Yes.
I've seen like kind of foggy days, but I've seen like some thick ones that people have gotten pictures of, mm-hmm. like really thick fog, and I'm just like, wow, that is impressive. I love that.
I haven't seen it yet. I want it.
It's amazing. And it's kind of hard to tell on some days. Yeah. Like, yeah, because it's like it can be lighter or heavier. So once you get one of those heavy fog days, you're going to have to invite me over because I want to get all the pictures of that.
I mean, as soon as I get one, I'm going to upload a dream address again. I'm so excited.
Yes, that'd be perfect for your place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how are your pumpkin crops going, Nina? Have you been growing some?
I have. I've got one big like community garden where I've made like the rows. I've got four rows and it's all by color. And then I have some of my villagers have like front yard or backyard, smaller kind of more random pumpkin patches that look a little more rustic, which is fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I love the little random ones that you have for the villagers. It's so fun to make for them, you know.
They look so cute everywhere.
I know. And I don't know. I just like the life that it brings to them, too. Like, just imagining, like, oh, this little person's got their little garden going. They're just, you know, making their vegetables so they can eat for the winter.
Okay, so I have a question for you guys. Do you put them in the dark soil, the light soil? Do you alternate? Or are you, like, chaotic evil and do no soil underneath?
I have done a mix of the dark and the light soil, like alternating, and just dark soil. And I haven't done any light soil ones or grass ones yet, but I do want to do some grass ones in the future because I've seen some pretty cute layouts with that.
Yeah, I kind of be doing a mix. Like in my community garden, I have rows that alternate. And in some of my like home gardens, I use the dark soil. And then kind of around my pirate area, they're just like random, which is fun.
Yeah, I love that. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. I went with the dark soil because it kind of, to me, it's the best color to complement that tile of the plaza. So yeah, dark soil only.
And it matches, like, the little mound of dirt the pumpkins are in really nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that mound is just the cutest, too. Everything about these pumpkins I just find pretty adorable.
It looks like the chat has a big mix, too. Dark soil, light soil. Yeah. Mixing it up, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen some really good ones that have done, like, the light soil, too. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty nice. And then they have, like, dark paths around them.
Ooh.
So there's a lot of styles. I'm going to mess with them for sure just to give everybody kind of their own little characteristics as I plant them around people's houses. Like, oh, this person seems like they would plant their crop like this, you know?
That's adorable.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, especially like the space that I have is like really tight to work with.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, I mean, there's like room for just some random chaotic ones where it's only the grass that they're planted in. And then there's also room for people to have their little crops, you know? So I'm trying to get a nice mix as I go.
Nice.
Yeah, so I guess while I'm on that topic, I should tell you how my crops are doing. So the biggest issue that I ran into with planting pumpkins is that once they grow, I don't want to pick them. Like, they just look so cute.
Yeah.
And my initial crops, like, I didn't touch them. At least the ones that I've planted around, like, my little villagers' houses and things. I don't know. I don't feel like there's any need for me to move them or anything. So I was just like, all right, I want to craft these things, but I don't want to use your pumpkins to do it. So what I did instead is I made Nook Inc. Farms. And Nook Inc., you know, they're all business. So they are a business farm. It is strictly for crafting and everything. So I've made a couple of crops for them next to my house because that was kind of like the big space that I had available. I'll probably, you know, move them around a little bit later and do some crops somewhere else. But for now, that was like what I had. So at Nook Inc. Farms, their crops don't grow till tomorrow. It'll be their first one, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have a really good season this year. So I'm excited to see. But yeah, it's basically just going to be my material farming farm, quite literally there.
That's super cute. I like that idea about the Nooks having their own farm. That's adorable.
Yeah, and it's kind of up behind resident services. So, you know, Nook is directly in charge of it. So, yeah, I think it'll be really fun to see it grow and, you know, just get stuff added. And I'm really excited to see, like, what colors I planted because, I don't know, as of right now. Cool. So I have another question for both of you. How do you feel about the new items? And then I guess, Nina, we'll start with you this time.
I love them. The pumpkin stuff is so cute, and I love the how you can customize it to the four different colors of the pumpkins too. I like that the yellow pumpkin looks like it's totally over it, which is hilarious to yes. me. And I've been doing pretty well with the pumpkin DIYs, but like as excited as I am to get all the pumpkin DIYs, I'm still having so many problems trying to get the acorn and the pine cone DIYs. Like I have gotten zero still. The only ones I've gotten are like from people. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know if like the ratio is slimmer even more so now because of the pumpkins. I don't know.
I have no idea, because, you know, those are going to be mainly focused inside of the balloons and such, and I feel like I didn't have to pop too many balloons to get all the ones that I did so quickly.
All of my balloons are clay.
Oh, I get those a lot, too. I feel like I either get clay or something really good. Mm. There's, like, no in-between.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a little frustrating, but I'm just so excited about the pumpkin. Like, the scarecrow pumpkin is the cutest thing in the world, and his little cape blows in the wind. It's just perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just got my favorite recipe today, and it's the little pumpkins next to the haystack. That one is adorable. Yeah. That's the recipe I want to make over and over and put it literally all over the place. Oh. And it's great because like you can flip it around and they just look like regular pumpkins too.
It's going to be nice for Thanksgiving. But I was visiting Tabs Island and she had kind of a windy day and she had the little pumpkin lanterns, the spooky lanterns out by her entrance and they swung with the wind. Like they would stop a little bit or go really fast with the wind. I freaked out a little bit. It was amazing.
Yeah, these items are, I think they're adorable. I also like that, you know, you're having an issue with finding the tree bounty recipes, but like these, they got mixed into the rotation with villagers crafting. Like when they're crafting, you can check them and see if they're making any of the spooky stuff. And, you know, I feel like I run into one who is at least like once a day. So that's really nice. But yeah, like I kind of wish the other seasonal things kind of work the same.
Yes. Help me out, Nintendo.
Yeah. But yeah, also on that, I guess it'll be my turn here. They're cute. There's so many that are so cute. And I love that you actually use the pumpkins to customize them.
Yeah.
That is a huge feature for me that I feel like really adds to the game, and I'm surprised it's not applicable to a lot of the different items. So as an example, like if you make the spooky lantern, that's just the base jack-o'-lantern pumpkin, takes 4 oranges or orange pumpkins to craft, and then from there you use like 1 or 2 of the other color pumpkins to turn it into the different ones. And it's great because like all the faces are different on them that are carved out on the different colors and everything, so it just feeds into it. Like the system really works really well like that, where, you know, as an example, in an alternate universe, I would love if we crafted like a pot that we could put a plant in, but to customize that potted plant, you had to use specific different flowers. Like say you use the hyacinth flower, now you have a hyacinth potted plant, you know? Like I wish that was like how you combined things in this game to really customize the items. Like I feel like the pumpkins capture that, where it's like, oh, you want this stack to be this color pumpkins, then use that color pumpkins to customize it, you know?
Yeah.
So
I guess we see that a little bit in like the crowns and the leaves, and the wreaths. But yeah, I really like that little aspect too. It just makes it seem more realistic.
Yeah, and I mean, overall, it is easier to have a system that works with like customization kits, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't put a lot of, I guess, brain work into making different things. But at the same time, like, you know, you can only buy 5 customization kits at a time. So it takes a little while before you get the ones you need. And I don't know. I use them a lot. I like to customize my stuff quite a bit. So I don't know. I do recognize that it'll be a lot more of a challenge to customize things if the system were to expand, you know, but yeah, as far as the pumpkins go, I think it really works.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sergio, I guess, how are you feeling about these items?
Oh, they're very nice. First of all, it's just nice to get new items, you know, for a change. We had to deal with the summer ones. I feel like we all got them when they were new and that was it. They stuck around for a while. So it's good to have new items at the store. The candy is nice too. The pumpkins for sure. I think my favorite thing about the pumpkins is the randomness of the color. Like, you don't know. That's kind of really cool. You know, I haven't gotten any of the DIYs, unfortunately. I'm looking forward to that to see how they look. I don't know. I've been getting money, a lot of bells.
Yeah. I mean, check in on your villagers when they're crafting, because I think that's one thing that I kind of fell off of in my daily gameplay, where it was like, what's the point in checking in on this villager? They're probably crafting something that I already know. So, well, I'm not going to deal with that. But now, like, I really like that these new recipes have been rotated into their crafting. So you can show up and they're crafting something that you don't actually have. So it's fun again. It's just interesting again. Because I feel like there's so much reward in the beginning of the game where you are constantly getting new DIYs. But by the time you're, like, you know, 500 DIYs in, and there's only like 200 more to go, you're seeing so few, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I want to see them definitely add to this, like when they're adding DIY recipes, take the time to make them be something that the villagers are crafting. That way you can actually see them doing something and be excited again, because I feel like that's where I'm at. Like, I'm not as excited when my villagers are crafting.
Yeah.
All right. So my next question is there anything you've learned about this update since last week? So last week we kind of talked about what it was, but we had only seen it. We hadn't gotten to play it yet. So what have you learned in that time? I guess, Sergio, do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, not too much, but I think one thing that people are going to be very excited about, if you don't know about this, if you actually go to another person's island, you can buy more candy there. So never mind the one per day per customer. If you travel, you can buy more, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And also, you can order extra Rincons if you want to for some reason. We all got a free one, but you can order more.
I need to get back into the Rincon in real life. This gave me a good little reminder.
Yeah. And it's funny that you mentioned the Rincon too, because that the funny thing about this update is, like, it didn't really hit until October hit, you know? Mm-hmm. It was the rare kind of... is rare, because usually we get the update and then right away we can enjoy a lot of the new things. But this time around we had to wait, just like, you know, it was live, but we couldn't do anything. So when during that time I was like, all right, I have a Rincon in my Nook shopping app. I'll just buy that to make me feel like there's something I can do. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead, I did that, and I was like, cool, I did something from the new update. Isn't that fun?
That's a little but, sad, you know,
it is a little sad, but now it's October and I don't care. I got pumpkins. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, we're good. So I guess, yeah, Nina, what have you learned since this update?
I learned on Twitter that you got to plant those pumpkins that you pick, that if you pick a green pumpkin or a white pumpkin and then bury it, it will like 100% sprout another green pumpkin or another white pumpkin, which blew my mind. And I've tried it out, and I have a horrible memory from 3 days ago, but I'm pretty sure it worked. Like 90% sure it worked. So that's really exciting. If it at least is helpful if you're trying to get more of the same color or a certain color, just go for it. Just go ahead and replant the ones that you sow the first time, because they're going to help you out later.
Yeah. And that's a pretty cool thing, that it's just like, it works a lot like the fruit in the game, where they kind of keep growing, the pumpkins, like after you pick them, and then you can just plant them. And so it feeds back into itself. And I think it honestly works a lot how I would have expected it, based on like playing Animal Crossing for the many years that we have, you know?
Yeah.
So Yeah, I'm really glad that it works that way. And I guess the thing that I've learned is that you can go to other people's islands and learn the recipes that they're teaching, so that if they're teaching a spooky thing, that's good. But if you already know the recipe that they're teaching, instead of getting an extra recipe for that, the villagers will give you candy or pumpkins instead. Oh. So
what?
They'll give you either one piece of candy or five pumpkins. And ooh. I've been, like, I keep telling people, like, I don't care what they're crafting, I'm going. Like, that I want more candy, I want more pumpkins. It all just is what I need. So that's basically a really cool way to stock up on extra candy beyond, like, the extra one that you can buy when visiting and, you know, just the one that you can always buy in your shop. And if you have extra characters on your island, they can also buy pumpkins or candy, I mean. Yeah. So they can, you know, if you want to stockpile with one character, you can share the love, play as your other character and get some more pumpkins. Nice. Yeah. So really, it's awesome. I feel like this update has been really feeding into itself and giving us like more ways to interact with people, more things to do, more items to collect. So it's really doing a lot of what I feel was kind of missing in the other updates to some extent, you know? So I've got one last question based on that comment right there. But now that we've gone through a few updates, do you feel like they're enough, or do you feel like they really need to step it up in year two? And I guess, Sergio, we'll start with you.
Well, I would say they need to step it up if I wasn't sort of aware of what they're planning. And let me explain that. What I think they're planning is to really stretch out the updates, at least for 2 years, maybe more. They did say maybe 2 to 3 years, right? So... Mm-hmm. If this was only for about a year, yes, I would think the updates need to have a little more heft to them. But if they really are sticking with 2 to 3 years, this makes sense. You get a little bit every month or every other month. I feel like this is how it's going to be. They probably have like an outline of what they're getting out during the first year, probably what they determine to be like the most either important or iconic to Animal Crossing. And then in year two and year three, we're going to get maybe like secondary things or even brand new things added to the game. But yeah, I feel like that's why they're kind of stretching things out. And maybe that's why the updates sometimes feel a little bit lacking. Not always, but I feel like that's why.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and I get that. I feel like it's easy to see to me. Like, I feel like they definitely are doing stuff that stretches out their updates a bit, but you know, a lot of stuff is things we already recognize, and I think where it really shines is when we do get some of these new things. Like, to me, the pumpkins are amazing. I think they're a really great new mechanic, and I'm really excited to see like other crops pop up in the future, you know, because I feel like they'll work the same, but like the updates really shine when they introduce a new stuff. Like, even when the game came out, like, the stuff that was very interesting to me and very exciting was definitely like, oh, we've got terraforming now, we've got these Nook Miles things, we've got all of these decorating outside features. Like, I was excited to mess with those things and really take the game to the next level in that sense, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I understand that for sure. I guess, Nina, how are you feeling with the updates?
I'm just kind of still wondering a lot of things. It all seems to be kind of up in the air, and we won't know until we get it type of a thing. Like, are the events going to be brand new? Are we still going to have to hunt for bunny eggs, or is it going to be totally different? Will we get brand new DIYs, or are we expected to get the same ones all over again? Are there going to be brand new items every single year? Because that's something we've just totally never seen before in Animal Crossing. And it's just like so much more than we're normally promised. So, you know, anything on top of a year's worth of content is just bonus awesomeness.
Yeah. And you know what? You bring up a really good point with that. Like, what are these events going to look like next year? Because, like, even looking at the spooky set we got, it's very pumpkin themed and everything, but there were, like, you know, a couple different Halloween sets in New Leaf and in previous games that existed. So it'll be interesting to see, like, oh, are they saving some of that for the next time? Mm-hmm. Is that going to show up, you know? So it's pretty cool. And then, Sergio, I feel like I cut you off. Are you going to say something there?
No, that was it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. But yeah, like, I am interested to see how these things end up next year. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like they've added, you know, to me, it feels like they've added plenty for me to be distracted and have fun. But they're going to need something else next year to keep me as interested, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, that's just the way Animal Crossing goes. Like, it's, I always tell people, like, it's not a game that can come out every single year because it's, like, intended to be played throughout the year. So it's hard to, it's hard to kind of keep that momentum going for players when there's a lot you can still do. So, well, I guess you want to keep them having a lot to still do is what I was trying to say. Yeah. So anyways, let's go ahead and hop into Haken's Islander Corner. This is our last segment. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read some of their answers out loud. Unfortunately, Patreon has been acting up today and we were unable to get too many answers from there. I'm checking now and it seems to still be down. I did manage to get a couple answers from some people there, so we're gonna need some comments here in our live chat, so be ready. This week's question was, with the release of amiibo cards, are you going to be collecting them? So I'll go ahead and read the answers that were given to us on Patreon, and then we'll pick some from our audience. So the first one is from Hotaru, and they said, yes, I have a lot from New Leaf and some from Japan. I hope they bring the little campers back.
Those are so cute.
They're the cutest little cards. They have so much little character. Like, the amiibo cards are fine. Like, you know, it's pretty straightforward. It has a character. It has their name, their number, other little symbols that only really apply to, like, amiibo festival. Very weird. And fun fact.
Also, you do your fun fact first, and then I have a fun fact.
Okay, fun fact, the colors
no,
of the cards.
No, that's my fun fact.
Okay, you do it then.
No, you do it.
The colors of the cards are based on their zodiac sign.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, because it feels so random for a while, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I get it, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Okay, so the last answer that we got from Patreon was from For the Whim, and they said, I would definitely like to start collecting them just to have and to look at, but I'm not sure I'll use them in-game. I like being able to go on villager hunts and or seeing who will randomly generate and show up on my island when a spot becomes open. So, yeah, I mean, this is honestly how I initially thought I was going to go into the game, but lo and behold, I'm just, like, scanning amiibos for all my characters all the time at this point.
Yeah.
Kind of funny that I went the opposite direction here, but yeah, I mean, I definitely respect that, where it's, like, you have them and they're fun to, like, admire and everything, but they're not necessarily something that you need to use, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, have you both seen some answers from our listeners here?
They're awfully distracted right now. Let's see.
I saw one from Tangi, the spooky female cat. I love that name. They said, yes, I will. I never got any before, and I would like some. Imagine not having own Animal Crossing amiibo and then just getting, like, 400 of them dropped on you. Like, that's quite the challenge, especially if you wanted to collect a ton of them. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah, and I guess I'll give you all some amiibo tips if you're going to get into collecting really quickly. One thing that I did at the beginning was I counted out how many packs of cards I needed to buy to get 100 cards because Ooh. There are a lot of really good places throughout the internet. Back in that day, I used our Amiibo Swap, the Reddit for Amiibo swapping. And I basically would buy, I think the number was 17 packs, and that would get me to about 102 cards, I want to say. And so once I had 102 cards, I would open them up, get as many as I could from that set, and then I would use the duplicates to trade for the ones that I was missing. So it really helped back when they first came out because a lot of people were like, you know, they were basically looking for whatever card they needed from to complete their collection. They wanted all of them. That is going to be a lot harder with 400 sets dropping, and it's a lot more expensive with them dropping all at once. Like, these were spaced out back in that day. Like, we got a set of 100 and each time. So it was a little bit more manageable, and the price differences are going to change wherever you are. Like, here in the States, we're pretty lucky. We get 6 cards for $6, which is, you know, $1 per card and everything. In Europe and Japan, it was half of that for the same price. I think they got, like, 3 cards for $6 if you changed for the price, right? So it was very expensive there, essentially $2 per card.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's gonna change your approach as well. Like I just said, I bought about 17 packs to get to 102 cards. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you're gonna have to buy a lot more in Europe. It's double the price to get a full set at that rate. And yeah, like I said, like go to places that are pretty trusted and have systems in place to really protect people when they're making trades and everything, because at least there's like a reporting system. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got ripped off, but there's a way to stop other people from getting ripped off from that same person. So, yeah. And then like once you've built your reputation up and done some trades too, like people are eager to trade with you. Like they know they can trust you and everything. So it takes some time. And I know a lot of people they're going to be first timers on those boards, but you know, it'll be a little bit scary at first, but after a while you'll find some, you know, a nice little group to trade with. So
nice.
Yeah. Outside of that, like, you know, just really have fun. Look through the sets, find which one has the character that you're looking for most and buy that set.
That's what Jason was saying in the chat. He said, or they said, I might start collecting my favorites if they have updated artwork for the characters, which I don't know if we are getting updated artwork.
Yeah, I kind of doubt that they will update. I know the sets, there was a card that was, when it was initially released, it was wrong. I think I have the initial release one where I think the translated name was incorrect on that one. I forget which card it was, but later versions of that card were updated and fixed. So there's kind of some fun little history things in that. But yeah, just look at the sets, find out which cards, or at least which sets have your favorite ones. Set one, I forget what pack it's in. I think it's like a green pack, but it has the first 1 through 100 cards and then so on from there. And yeah, it's fun. I had a good time collecting them. I'm glad I don't have to go through it again because I have them all now. So it's nice. But yeah, for anybody looking, feel free to, you know, just ask any questions. I think we have a little Amiibo section here on the Discord. So you can all talk to each other there. I don't know how we'll handle trades here. That's why I kind of mentioned other places, just because they're really set up. Oh, and now that I'm looking at the thing, I think I archived the Amiibo chat a while ago, but I could probably bring it back if it's, you know, really popular with all of you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Chewy, I have a question for you. I think I know the answer, but I want to make sure. If they re-release the cards with different art for all of them, would you double dip?
Oh, man. I wonder what you think that I would do. You could tell me after I answer this, but honestly, I would really struggle. I'd be interested in it, but I think it'd have to be like a pretty significant change for me to double dip into it. Like if there, for example, like there are 3 special cards from Amiibo Festival that have like alternate, They kind of have poses. Alternate poses and little costumes and stuff.
Right.
that's kind of enough for me. Mostly because they're dressed up. Like, yeah. I like the fact that they're dressed up, but if it's just like a different pose, mm-hmm. I already spent $100 mm-hmm. on the KK Slider Japan mm-hmm. only card.
Oh, right. Well, he is worth it, though.
Yeah, for Sergio, he's worth it.
You guys are but, crazy.
You know, at some point I got to draw the line there. And I think I'm going to, but if they do come out with like some special cards that are all dressed up and things, I would be really tempted. I'm going to want them. It's hard for me to know that they're out there and I don't have them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if there's like no like official indicator in the text that makes it different, mm. I might mm. not be as interested, because the Amiibo Festival ones, I think they do have like some different text in their number than the other
right.
cards.
Right.
And like the special Japan only ones, they have CP for their number or something. So
mm. yes.
Yeah, I mean, being a collector is weird. Like, you pay attention to these really weird little things that don't really matter, but they're very important for a complete collection. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. Don't want the episode to end? Well, you can keep the conversation going by Nintendo switching over to our Discord. Just follow the link in the description, and you can talk to other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support the show in a bigger way and get your voice heard during the show? Visit patreon.com/ChewyPlaysNintendo. You can support our show with just $1, get special access to a secret room on Discord, join in on the Haken Islander Corner, and even read a monthly newsletter covering all things Haken and Chewy Plays. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. Tuned in on YouTube? The comments are a great place to let us know your answers to the Haken Islander Corner. With the release of Amiibo cards, are you going to be collecting them? If you dig what you hear, please KK slide over to that review section on your platform of choice. Let people know what they're missing out on. Haken is Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.